Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
All right, everybody, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Master along with Corey Johnson. Coming up, Corey, we're going to talk about data. For better or worse, it's pretty much transforming everything we do.
And lots more of the gathering of data is going to accompany basically everything else that we do.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's gather some data right now on the markets, today's trading session, and a look at your top business stories. Here is, once again, Catherine Cowdery.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, Bloomberg Markets is brought to you by National Realty, managers of New York City Cashflow Real Estate, providing you 12% annualized returns with immediate monthly distributions. See them at nria.net. Stocks have fallen to their lowest since July, breaking below chart levels that have held for 4 months. There's concern over everything from presidential politics to Federal Reserve rate hikes and the October jobs report due out on Friday. Investors are also assessing earnings news and Gannett's decision to walk away from its bid to buy rival Trump. The story from Bloomberg's Charlie Pallett.
Catherine, it would have put some of the biggest American newspapers under one roof. Gannett is the owner of USA Today. It was trying to buy Trunk to create a company with the scale to compete more aggressively with online news sites for national readers and advertisers. The deal would have married Gannett's portfolio of more than 100 dailies and 1,000 weeklies with Trunk's LA Times, Chicago Tribune, San Diego Union Tribune, Baltimore Sun, Orlando Sentinel, and other publications. Charlie Pellet, Bloomberg Radio.
We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day. Dow Industrial Average is down 125 points, 0.7% at 18,017. S&P 500 down 18 points, 0.8% at 2108. The NASDAQ is down 45 points, 0.8%, trading at 5143. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil down 18 cents a barrel, 0.4% at 46.67. Spot Gold is up $17.50 an ounce at 12.9060, and the 10-year Treasury unchanged, yield 1.82. 74. Among today's top business stories, U.S. manufacturing grew last month at the fastest pace since July, a sign that American factories are coping with economic weakness overseas and a strong dollar. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index came in at 51.9. And now let's get a look at some of the other stories we're following today on Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you, Catherine. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. This news update is brought to you by Bank of America Merrill Lynch's Global Cash Management Solutions, helping you manage, protect, and invest your global cash wherever the road to growth leads. That's the power of global connections. Bank of America, North America member FDIC. The renewed focus on Hillary Clinton's emails may be rallying her supporters. In the past 3 days, Clinton has raised $11.3 million online, the most since she became the nominee. Clinton campaign manager Jennifer Palmieri says there is no indication the FBI inquiry is having an impact on donations. Campaigning in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania today, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said health care legislation reform will be at the top of his agenda if he is elected.
If we don't repeal and replace Obamacare, we will destroy American health care forever. It's one of the single most important reasons why we must win on November 8th.
Trump heads to Wisconsin this evening. Clinton is campaigning in Florida. The State Department says Iraqi forces, with the help of U.S. and coalition forces, are making advancements against Islamic State in Mosul. Here's State Department spokesman John Kirby.
They are making progress. Their campaign is actually ahead of schedule.
A 94-foot Norway spruce from the foothills of the Catskill Mountains has been chosen as this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Organizers say the tree will arrive in Manhattan on November 12th. The lights will be switched on during a live television broadcast November 30th. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Jill Schneider. This is Bloomberg. Catherine.
Thank you. And now let's get an update of the benchmarks. Dow Industrial Average is down 130 points at 18,011. S&P 500 down 18 points at 2107. The NASDAQ is down 45 at 5144. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Now back to Bloomberg Markets with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson.
All right, Catherine Cowdery, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Tonight is going digital.
Digital.
Digital in the C-suite is the focus of SSA & Co. Deb Henretta joins us right now. She's a senior advisor there. Looking at how businesses are increasingly using data to make business decisions. I feel that we are on the it looks to me that we are very much on the edge of the precipice of mountains of data coming into the hands of every sort of person running every kind of company. Deb, where do you see that happening?
Yeah, I think basically we're at a tipping point on the whole data and advanced analytics continuum, and really what we're seeing is data has become so affordable, and there is so much of it, and there's so many tools and technologies that you can use to evaluate that data, that to be honest, we're finding that management teams are a bit swamped and some even kind of paralyzed by just the vast amount of data that they have at their fingertips.
All right, so how do you filter through? How do you figure out what's the good data, useful data, productive data for a company versus that that's just kind of noise?
Well, you know, a lot of people want to start with the data and how to apply the data to the business situations, but one of the things we're learning is it actually goes all the way back to leadership and culture. You've got to set the right tone at the top. The leaders have to really embrace the need to bring data in and advanced analytics in to help make better, smarter, faster decisions. The second thing that we're finding is that you've got to have a culture in your organization that's going to embrace the use of data as a decision-making tool. And it's not data all by itself. It's data used with common sense, with judgment, with experience in moving forward. Once you get those two things in place, then you can start thinking about how to use the best and smartest data to make best decisions.
Seems that business intelligence software is going to be really key to this, that there'll just be mountains of data that seems useless, but parsing through it is going to be heavy lifting.
It's going to be absolutely heavy lifting. And the problem is there's so much out there and so many different ways to tackle it that actually companies can get helped by some who have been down this path and who have seen the situation at a variety of different companies across a variety of different industries, because you can start to look in and see what's working and what's not working and develop some themes. And that's one of the things that we're focused on at SSA. We've developed what we call Advanced Operations for Growth, which is a new way of thinking about and applying data. It's right data used in smart ways for your business situation.
So when a company comes in or you're working with somebody, I mean, what are the first couple of questions you ask them to try and make sure that they're kind of on the right data path?
Well, once you've got the right leadership and the right culture in place, which, as I said, for me is the foundation of really making a good and fast transition to the digital world, what you need to do is you've got to get in and look at identifying what are the pieces of data, what are the key performance metrics that really associate with growth, profitable growth on your business, and then using advanced analytics and moving to predictive algorithms, you can start to really use data in a very smart way to drive your business and drive your brands in terms of sustained growth for the future.
What kind of businesses are you thinking about here?
Any business and every business needs to kind of get moving on this data journey. And people are at various different, points on the maturity scale, if you will, of data and advanced analytics usage. We're seeing pockets within companies that are smartly using data. We've got a couple of people in the entertainment industry. We've got a couple people in the gas, electric, and utility.
Well, right, so give me an entertainment industry example. Give me an entertainment industry example.
Well, you know, obviously working with clients, we can't be specific to the actual business, but we've got a company that we're working with that is starting to use data and advanced analytics to take a look at reputation issues and to more quickly get their arms around how to productively manage through issues that a company is facing as it relates to reputation or as it relates to other issues that are cropping up.
What do you mean,
to find out
if they're working with a jerk, or do you mean to... if someone's got some scandal brewing?
No, I'm even talking about things that happen to companies. You know, it could be something as simple as a natural disaster that comes in that knocks a company out of business or slows the business operations down, how do you recover from that very quickly and use data to get smart decision-making, both on how you handle your interactions with the public, but also how you recover and quickly recoup your business to get back on track?
Interesting. You know, and I'm just thinking, you know, we're going to layer on top of this things like artificial intelligence. I mean, I don't know if you're playing with that at all for a business. Just got about 20 seconds left.
You know, we are seeing artificial intelligence, I think, is sort of the next hurrah in the data horizon.
Yeah.
But there's still so much fundamental stuff people can do to find cost savings and to find ways to drive their top line growth.
All right. We got to run. Deb, thank you so much. Deb Henretta, a senior advisor at SSA & Company, joining us on the phone from Cincinnati. She's the former head, by the way, of global e-commerce for Procter & Gamble, so knows a lot about kind of figuring out brands and playing with the data to get the most out of a brand. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson. We've got a market check coming your way in just a moment. This is Bloomberg. Our next guest manages a fund, a mid-cap value fund, that is beating most of its peers over the past 5 years. We'll talk strategy and some names. That's coming up next on Bloomberg Markets.